Reds and Phillies. What kind of a day would Patrick Kivlahan have? Well, we'll soon find out. But for now, we'll take it to the top of the second. Scott Schebler at the plate.
And a swing and a drive. Well hit deep center field. Herrera back at the track, at the wall, and out of room. It's gone. And Scott Schebler rockets one into the hedges at the base of the batter's eye in straightaway center field. It's his 15th home run so far this season. And it's 2-0 Cincinnati. Fires. Pitch is hit high and deep left field, and this will tie the game. Adam Duvall with a long home run. Wow, way up in left center field. It's a two-run shot. It's his 12th of the season, his second of the series, and it's a 4-4 game.
Swing and a drive. Deep left center field. Back goes Herrera and Altair, and that one is gone. Into the second row of seats. Just past the 387-foot sign, and Patrick Kivlahan has ended his 0-for-0 for his last 17 with his second home run of the season, a solo shot. It's 5-4 Cincinnati. And the 0-2 from Eflin, swinging a drive. Deep left field, Altair goes back to the track, to the wall, and that ball is gone. Just a row in, over the fence in deep left field. Second home run of the game for Adam Duvall. It's another two-run shot. He's driven in five, and the Reds now lead 7-4.
1-2 pitch, breaking ball hit in the air left field. This is pretty deep. Altair is back. He jumps at the wall. It is gone. And so is the relief corps' scoreless streak as Patrick Kivlahan hits his second home run of the game. He's got his New Jersey cheering section here behind the Reds dugout. Kivlahan has given him a show. It's 8-4 Cincinnati.
8-4 Reds is your final score. The Reds win their first series in Philadelphia since August of 2006. Patrick Kivlahan notches his first career multi-home run game. Pete Maccannon and the Phillies unable to figure out the Reds on Sunday as they lose 8-4. Here's the Phillies skipper on the loss.
It's great. You know, I mean, as optimistic as I think we all were coming out of spring training, you know, the players still have to go out there and do it. And they're not only are they executing at a high rate, I mean, they're really, I think they really enjoy playing baseball together. And that, that makes me really happy, how much fun these guys are having. And I think how they see the improvement in our ball club, how we're getting better. Just from a statistical standpoint, you know, the run production has been great. Top to bottom, we're getting good production. And, you know, when we're in those games, we keep it close early. We have a way of staying on even the better relief pitchers to add on runs, and that's been a difference maker so far.
Even in games where your starting pitching's been up and down and you give up runs early, it seems like you're never out of it with this particular offense.
Yeah, you know what? Nobody plays it out. Now you go, okay, well, you've only played, you know, like about 50 games, close right. to 50 games now. You know, I don't think anybody's shutting it down in Major League Baseball, but geez Louise, you know, we've had a couple of stretches where we didn't win many games, and there was never, ever a point where, you know, things just shut down in the dugout, where the at-bats didn't matter, where the defense didn't matter, where the base running and pitching didn't matter. And that's a great sign, because there's times where you come out and maybe a stretch where you're flat, and we haven't had a stretch like that. It's a credit to the guys and how much they enjoy playing together and what our expectations are, which are to exceed everyone else's expectations.
How happy are you for Patrick Kivlahan? Because he had a ton of people here this weekend and today.
Yeah, I'm really happy for him. And I really felt like, you know, first of all, he's a good player. And second of all, you know I haven't gotten him a lot of starts, but this is a place he needed to make a start. You know, he really needed to start here in Philadelphia in front of his family. Had a couple of pinch hit at bats. And he took advantage of it. He hit the ball right on the screws four times today. And two of them went out of the ballpark. And I couldn't have been happy for any happier for him than I imagine anybody else in the dugout. We were all pulling for him.
Monday, the Reds are in Toronto for a three-game set against the Blue Jays. The same day, the Phillies will be in Miami for a three-game set against the Marlins.